RNZ Pacific, kia ora ana, I'm Moritwila Epitela with the news. New Zealand's acting High Commissioner in Tonga says the capital resembles a moonscape. Saturday's violent 8-minute eruption of the underwater volcano Hungatonga Hungahaapai triggered atmospheric shockwaves and a tsunami which travelled as far afield as Alaska, Japan and South America. Peter Lund says Nuku Alofa is blanketed in ash, but there are no confirmed reports of any deaths or serious injuries as yet. He says there is a lot of damage on the waterfront and along the western coast. The ash cloud reached many kilometres into the air, and the eruption is thought to be the largest since Mount Pinatubo exploded in the Philippines in 1991. New Zealand is sending a Defence Force aircraft on a reconnaissance flight this morning to try to get a sense of the damage from the huge volcanic eruption and Pacific-wide tsunami. Communications are still down, and it's now thought the undersea cable that connects Tonga to the wider world has been damaged. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says aerial reconnaissance depends on the conditions, including the amount of suspended volcanic ash.
We do have in tandem our Navy working and preparing to also deploy into the region, but it's a matter of making sure that we have available on those vessels exactly the needs that are required on the ground. We know water's one. We're seeking more information on what in addition will be required.
Jacinda Ardern says either the HMNZS Canterbury or HMNZS Manawanui could be deployed. A Tongan MP in Nobu who is in New Zealand has spoken with RNZ Pacific. Lord Tui Vakano says he hopes the Tongan government will swing into action quickly and deliver aid to the surrounding islands. He says he expects an emergency task force will be deployed, but is in the dark with communication lines still off.
We pray and hopefully that nobody has lost lives. And I hopefully that the government will act quickly to about the emergency.
The Tongan community across the globe has rallied together. A Tongan leader in Auckland, Pakilo Mana, says there are many people in the US, Australia and New Zealand with loved ones in Tonga. He says everyone is on tender hooks.
Today is Sunday, and as you said, there will be prayer chains and sermons from our church leaders, you know, pledging support and their prayers and thoughts for our families back home.
Early data from Tonga's eruption suggests it's the biggest blast since the eruption of Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines 30 years ago. A University of Auckland volcanologist, Shane Cronin, says the early data suggests the eruption's number on the Volcanic Explosivity Index, which measures the strength and potential impact of an eruption from 1 to 8, is about 5.
Eruption plume, the latest data I've been looking at, meant it was around 30 kilometres high, and the large and explosive lateral spread of the eruption suggests that it was probably the biggest one since about the 1991 eruption of Pinatubo.
Shane Cronin says an eruption this size would happen once or twice in a decade globally. The 1991 Pinatubo eruption pumped 15 million tons of sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere and cooled the Earth by 1 degree for the next year and a half. In other news, Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama is not expected to return to work until the end of next month. The government announced on Saturday the Prime Minister is recovering from heart surgery in Australia. Fiji's acting Prime Minister Ayud Sayus Kayam says Mr. Bainimarama is in high spirits and has spoken with his family.
Per the doctor's orders, this type of surgery takes weeks at a minimum to recover from. So we expect to have our Prime Minister back at the helm of the nation, fitter than ever, by the end of next month.
Ayus Sayus Kayam said he was in Singapore for a medical checkup late last year. Serbia's president has spoken with Novak Djokovic and says he's reminded the tennis star he's always welcome back home. The world tennis number one has been deported from Australia without defending his title in the Australian Open because he is not vaccinated against COVID-19. Seen as a health and public order risk in Australia, Djokovic remains a hero to the Serbian president, Aleksandar Vučić.
For Serbs, Australia no longer exists. If one has a cousin or a brother there, they should get estranged from them. It is a genocide over all genocides. They say Serbs are genocidal people, but they are genocidal people. What they do to Serbs does not happen anywhere else.
Aleksandar Vučić says Serbia will not treat Australian athletes the same way when they visit for the World Indoor Athletes Championships in March. Djokovic is now believed to be on a flight to Dubai. COVID-19 infections continue to rage in the Northern Mariana as the islands recorded its 21st COVID-19 related death last Friday. The Governor's COVID-19 Task Force and the Commonwealth Healthcare Corporation confirmed the latest COVID-related fatality in a news release, but did not disclose more details about the case. Meanwhile, a total of 103 individuals were confirmed positive for COVID-19 in the CNMI between January the 13th and January the 14th, including four from Tinian. A magnitude 6.1 earthquake has struck in the Solomon Sea just off the coast of Bougainville. Its epicentre was 74 kilometres west of Panguna and at a depth of 400 kilometres in the autonomous region of Papua New Guinea. It struck shortly before 2 o'clock this morning, and so far there are no reports of damage and no tsunami warning has been issued. In sport, the Silver Ferns are currently playing England in their second game of the Quad Series in London. The score was tied 25-all at the start of the third quarter. The Silver Ferns lost to Australia in the opening game yesterday. World number one Novak Djokovic has been deported from Australia after a court dismissed his appeal to challenge the decision to cancel his visa for a second time. The Australian Open starts today. Australia beat England by 146 runs on day three of the fifth Ashes Test in Hobart last night to seal a 4-0 series triumph. New Zealand teenage freeskier Ben Barclay has finished second in the slopestyle event at the latest World Cup in France. In basketball, the Breakers have won their second game of the Australian League season, beating the Kings 82-75 last night in Sydney. And the Wellington Phoenix women were beaten 3-2 by Brisbane in last night's A-League clash in Wollongong. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more now stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.